Today's Thursday, October 18th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Shure, because every voice matters.
Today's Daily Download comes from the Live Live episode 36. Wallace Johnson is joined by Scott Carroll, talking about emergency situations and live events. Scott starts off talking about how security measures are always growing to keep events safe.
One of the things that I think is fascinating about this industry, and something that I love specifically about it, is that it ever evolves, and the people within it ever evolve. And what they try to do is constantly focus on what they can learn from recent events. So in a sense, for maybe some of the more skeptics in the room, you might say, well, they're reacting to things that occur as opposed to preventing things from occurring. And I would contend, yes, to a certain extent, that's correct. But by the same token, the fact that they are reacting sort of allows us to limit those things to a very small scale where they could become rampant. Let me give you a couple examples. One of the significant safety changes occurred after the West Warwick, Rhode Island nightclub disaster. I think it was called the Station Nightclub in Rhode Island. This was an event that occurred in February of 2003. The primary event where multiple people died as a result of smoke inhalation that occurred after a pyrotechnics was shot off within the venue and soundproofing material on the walls ignited and the people could not get out in time. So it was a huge tragedy. Well, as a result, there's been a lot of study and a lot of analysis of soundproofing material, of flame retardant materials, of pyrotechnics inside venues, that today, for instance, the same pyro effect that occurred in West Warwick, Rhode Island years and years ago, you can now do that same effect without any flame at all. And so those are evolutions that occur. Some other things I think you'll see from there are certain seminal moments in the industry, one of which was the Indiana State Fair stage collapse. That occurred in August of 2011. This was a roof structure that twisted as a result of a major wind event that came through. And that structure came down and unfortunately killed, I believe it was five, six or seven people. From that, I think that a lot of things have evolved in terms of severe weather action plans that now occur or high wind action plans. These are things that are studied and done at events sort of on a dry, hot day or a dry day. These are plans made by the event promoters, the producers, the planners, the technicians on site that they do sort of in advance. If these things happen, here is what our reaction will be. And those are taking place more often.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.